You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got Murray Kamak in studio. Kia ora, Murray. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine.
You're very well. It's nice to have you up here. People will, of course, know you from your Friday afternoon show, but they will also might be familiar with you as the editor of Rip It Up magazine back in the day as well. But we're chatting to you this morning in your capacity as a photographer because you've got an exhibition coming up at Black Asterix Gallery called Queen Street. Can you tell us a little bit about what this is? Because it's got some amazing images attached to it.
Yeah, when I was photographing V8 cars in Queen Street, which I did for about 5 years or more, I was also photographing a few drag queens who were regular. I would see them every week or two, and they lived in GI, and I'd just do little postcard prints and send the latest photo to them every week or every time I photographed them. So
photos of them, you would send them back to them
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. I did that with quite a few of the V8 cars too. I've got a list of addresses, but so in the end, I ended up with lots of these little postcards that didn't get to people, or maybe I did a spare for myself too, but I'm exhibiting big brand new prints done by Jenny Tomlin, who's the expert in sort of what do they call them, silver
gelatin
prints. Yeah. Yeah, at least you can remember what they
are. Art school's good for something. Hey, so this is kind of from the late 70s, is that right? This sort of era of photographs that you've been taking.
Yes, it's hard to date them exactly, because I actually met my old lecturer, John Turner, just the other day, and I must have been absent the day they taught us to sort of put dates and info on our negs and organise them and put them with the contact sheet. And so I'm guessing on some of the dates, but some were taken in my last year at Elam 75, and some were taken in the couple of years following.
So at this time, you were already involved with Crackham, or was this the Rip It Up era as well?
Well, I was doing Crackham up till, like, I think 75 as a photographer with various editors, some very fine ones, and Steve Ballantyne and Brent Lewis, and they were helping me in the sense that they would get me, say, to go on the Maori land march or stuff. But in 76, I was actually what they call the technical editor in those days, which was the designer of Crackham, which I think was done in these BFM offices.
So if you're not familiar with what Crackham is, it's the student magazine at Auckland Uni, and it's been running for a wee while now. So technical editor, you had design kind of control of what was going on. And this was at the same era that you were heading down to Queen Street taking photos of flash cars, as you called them, V8s.
Yeah, I think I had exhibitions in something like 76 and 77 of flash cars at a little gallery called Snaps. But I don't think most of the photos of Queens and Queen Street were just, I only exhibited maybe, a few years ago, 2015 or something, as part of the V8 cars, but this is exclusively the girls, and friends. There's friends of theirs too, so there's young women as well as the queens and the pics.
So there's a few kind of recurring characters as well. We've got Kerry and Violet Pratt, who you took quite a few photos of. What can you tell us about these people?
Well, I know they both died relatively young. Violet was in the newspapers what happened there, and she was in 1980 arrested by the police for not being able to stand up at a nightclub, and then she died in the admitting process at the police station,
Auckland awful.
Central. So I think she was in the charging room. But I mean, I've only can go from the Sunday news report,
But you used to take photos of them quite regularly. Whenever you saw them in town, you would take pictures of them. You said here that you were kind of like their Bill Cunningham. You were the fashion photographer.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they would pose, and beautifully, really. There are a few transgender models on the scene in the last 5 years or so, and the Paris, Milan, etc. Circuit, and I'm sure they would have been sort of they were tall enough for it, I think, and they looked amazing.
And the thing that I love about your images, Murray, is that you kind of capture a bit of Auckland in the 70s and in the 80s that we don't see a lot of in our kind of history archives very often, because I guess it hasn't been printed often before. And particularly with these Queen Street photographs, there's so much character in these images, and it's so, you know, reminds me of, you know, the kind of thing that you expect from K Road, that you expect from Queen Street, that you sort of see in nightlife, that sort of energy that's always been there. As somebody who's been around the scene for a few years, have you sort of seen the waves of change that have gone through those places? When you look back at these photographs, what do they make you think of? Do they make you a bit nostalgic, or do you see sort of the changes as a good thing, or, you know, the kind of demographic shifts around those areas?
You see, like, I was a young person photographing young people, you know, and if someone was to photograph young people today, it'd be better that they were a young person, if you know what I mean. Like, it wouldn't suit me. And I was just documenting what went on at the time. And I'm sure there's an interesting nightlife scene now, you know, I just wouldn't know about it. And I also think that it's a pity that I was just obsessed or committed to black and white photography. I know it does look good on, in a sense, but I would like to have had a few more documents of that time in colour too. But the thing that has interested me is just, I've been captioning over the last 24 hours and trying to name the arcades, you know, like some I would disappear just off Queen Street, because it could be a little bit embarrassing sometimes with their not histrionics, but, you know, their posing away could have attracted attention on Queen Street. So we'd go into an arcade, but like the Imperial Arcade is still there. It's called Imperial Lane. There was an arcade with Alfie's in it at the back. That was called Century Arcade. I've got quite a few in there. Well, Canterbury Arcade's still there. But some of them, I still think there's the odd other one that's disappeared. And of course, the big platform heels are, you know, almost steal the show.
They're amazing.
I was going to say, I was looking at one of the photos I've seen, and the platform heels are just unreal.
They're so cool again now. They've come back.
Yeah.
Big platform shoes are back, guys.
and I think there was a restriction on clothing porting in the 70s, so it was all New Zealand made. So you get some pretty unique sort of cuts of jeans with different ways of, you know, providing the way the belt goes through. I don't know what you call it.
Belt loops?
Belt loops or whatever. And some of the photos, you always keep out of the publicity some of the photos that have got interesting details you don't want people to see online, you know. So
yeah, so it's if you want to see all this stuff,
it's pretty funky.
Yeah, it is very funky. And if you want to see it, you can head along to Black Asterix. It's opening on tomorrow night, Friday the 31st of May at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
You'll also be doing an artist talk, Murray, on Saturday the 8th of June at 1 p.m. as well. So if you've got any questions, burning questions for Murray, you can pop along and ask him in person on the 8th. Someone's texted in to say, will there be any pictures of the cars? Will you be able to see the Queen Street cars?
There's not a car there. There was one of Kerry sitting on a taxi, which I didn't print, which maybe that car should be there. That'd just be an Auckland Chrysler taxi. But no, definitely no cars. Next year I'm thinking of doing one with the little cars, the small cars. The non-V8s were called toys in those days. So I think I'm doing a toys exhibition, Vauxhalls, Zephyrs, Zodiacs, etc.
Fantastic. Well, heaps of amazing stuff here. And it's a really remarkable piece of cultural history too. Stuff that hasn't really been shown on this scale before as well. So if you're interested in that kind of thing too, this is definitely something for you to head along to. And before you head off, Murray, I've just got to congratulate you as well on all of the digitization of Rip It Up magazine online. That's awesome. Another amazing archive for people to have a look at as well. You must be pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's all Simon Griggs' work, and the work was, you know, the scanning. I'm not sure where that was done, India or somewhere. But and the papers passed, and Alexander Turnbull Library, the fantastic institution, that library, they preserve our history.
And I think Simon spoke to Bridge yesterday on his show, so if you want to hear more about the digitisation of Rip It Up magazine, you can listen back to the podcasts there too. Thank you so much, Murray. Queen Street exhibition opening at Black Asterix tomorrow afternoon, 5:30 p.m.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.